I'm going to hop across to the world of the animals now. This week saw the return of Galapagos Day, which is an annual event held by the Galapagos Conservation Trust. And this year there was some good news, which is a species of giant tortoise that was thought to have gone extinct over 100 years ago might in fact not be lost forever. Now, a team of scientists from Yale University in the States have extracted traces of DNA from specimens of extinct Galapagos tortoises, which are kept in museums. And they've discovered that a species that used to live on Floriana Island, which is one of the Galapagos Islands, is actually genetically distinct from all the other ones that are still around. Now, those results, which were published in the PNAS journal this week by Giselle Ciccone, you might think they're not that groundbreaking, that yes, a species should be different from all the others, but the exciting part of their study is the fact that some of the other tortoises that are still alive in the Galapagos are actually turn out to be close relatives of those ones that went extinct on Floriana Island all those years ago. Now, in fact, the Floriana Island tortoises were thought to have gone extinct within 15 years of Charles Darwin's visit back in 1835. And it was these giant tortoises which were one of the things that really got him thinking about the theory of natural selection and evolution and so on. And it's not just because these things grow to a ton in size and can live for over a century, which I think would get any of us thinking, but it's more the fact that he noticed that on different islands there were different types of these tortoises, and that got him thinking about the way they're changing in different environments that are isolated from each other. But sadly, partly because of their great lumbering size and lack of speed, these tortoises really have suffered at the hand of man. And 4 out of 15 of the species are now extinct, including the Floriana tortoises. But what Ciccone and her team have discovered is that the tortoises living on Isabella Island, another one of the Galapagos, as I say, are relations of the extinct Floriana species, which they think actually what happened was probably a few of the Floriana tortoises found their way to Isabella, maybe even because whaling ships, which was one of the real reasons why these tortoises went extinct, was because the whalers ate them and took them with them when they needed to go back overseas. Perhaps they thought, we've got a few too many tortoises, and they dumped one off on Isabella. And they actually interbred with the Isabella tortoises. And so, in fact, half of the genes of the Isabella tortoises are actually the Floriana genes, so they're living on. So what does this mean? Maybe there is a possibility that we could bring back the Floriana tortoises. There could be a way of captively breeding these living tortoises and get rid of the Isabella genes, if you like, until they're just entirely contain the Floriana genes. But should we be doing that kind of thing? I mean, I think obviously it's a very important thing to think about animals going extinct and the ways that humans are affecting that. And obviously the tortoises are particularly special because of the influence of on Darwin and so on. But it seems like an awful lot of money to think about spending on one species when there's so many other species that haven't yet gone extinct that maybe we should be spending our money on. So I don't know. But I think at least it opens up the possibility that maybe extinction isn't forever. But I think really we have to think about the fact that we have to stop so many things going extinct in the first place.
Very true, yes.